I'm Robert Allen, celebrating success with Celeste Brooks of Randolph-Macon Academy. Welcome, Celeste. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start with how long Randolph-Macon Academy has been around and the mission.
Well, we have been around for a really long time, over a century and a quarter. We were founded in 1892 as a college prep school, and we continue with that mission today. Our official mission is inspire the rise within. And that is something that applies not only to our students' academics, but also them as leaders, their self-confidence, their self-esteem, and their compassion for humankind. Our vision is making leaders who will improve humanity. And so that mission feeds right into the vision. So the two of them are very tightly connected for us.
How many students do you have currently?
We have about 240 students from grades 6 through 12.
And they all live on campus?
Actually, no. We have about 80% of our students who are boarders, and they come from about a dozen different countries and about 20 different states. The majority of them come from the Virginia, Maryland area, but about 20% of our students are right from the Front Royal, Winchester area.
And have you always been at that location there in Front Royal?
It's funny. That's a hard question to answer, Robert. We actually had two campuses long, long ago. There was one in Bedford, Virginia, and the one here in Front Royal. And back in, around the Great Depression era, the one in Bedford closed. They consolidated into the one in Front Royal.
How does Randolph-Macon Academy define success?
In a lot of different ways. Obviously, as a college prep school, we are looking at our college acceptances, and we are looking at the college scholarships, and we're very proud of those numbers. 100% of our students are accepted into a college. They have someplace to go after graduation if they so choose, and 96% of them matriculate into college. And we average $6 million in college scholarships each year. But that doesn't mean anything if you are not a person of integrity. So we've spent a lot of time working on character with our students. And so we have a mentoring program that helps them develop character. We are affiliated with the United Methodist Church. We focus on the Air Force core values of integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all we do. So all of those things are taught to our students in the hopes that we are, again, making leaders who will improve humanity. So it is a whole person that we're trying to help these students become leaders of integrity and good scholars.
Well, I would think some lessons anyone can take from that is clear expectations. That's important. You've got it for your students, I'm assuming for your staff. How important is that?
It's extremely important. Obviously, with teenagers, you want them to know where they stand and what the rules are. Clear boundaries for teenagers are very important. They tend to thrive when they have that. That doesn't mean that we have a rigid program that doesn't allow creativity. We have a lot of creative expression on campus. I think people who come to visit are sometimes surprised by that. And for our staff members, when we come for job interviews, it's made very clear to the faculty and staff that this is very different from working in a day school. As a boarding school, you are their stand-in parents. And so we are truly a family, and we go to the games and we go to the plays and the concerts because we are their stand-in parents, and we love them, and so we want to support them. And so when you come to a boarding school to work, it's very different.
Adapting is vital for any school, any business. How often does Randolph-Macon make changes to its course offerings and to its programs, that sort of thing?
So we've had major changes over the last 125 plus years. The first major change came in 1918 when we added a military component to the school. And we believe in the leadership aspect of that program. And that's why we've remained a military college prep school for all these years. In 1974, we added females. We were originally just a male school. 1975, we added Air Force Junior ROTC instead of the Army program that we had had before that. And then in 1985, we added a flight program. So those are some of our major milestones, but over the last few years, we have added even more. It's been such an exciting past couple of years that it's astounding to me. So obviously, education trends are changing, and the trend is to be more hands-on, project-based, and get the students up out of their seats and engaged, and to focus on analytical thinking, critical thinking, things that are, they call them meta skills, and it's not just memorizing anymore. It's helping these students learn how to think so that they can be successful in any type of job, because as you know, we have jobs that exist now that when you and I were in school, they didn't exist. So how do you prepare kids for that? And you have to teach them how to adapt and change. And so we're constantly adjusting our curriculum because of that. So we've added innovation labs. We have pre-professional pathways now that allow our students who are already kind of zeroed in on a topic. For example, our flight program, we have an aeronautics portion that the students can go in and take drone classes, flight classes, ground school, and really focus. If that's what they want to do, they can learn the physics of flight and designing aircraft and all these different things. And so they are getting the groundwork for their future career path. And that doesn't mean that every student who comes into Randolph-Macon has to do that, but it is an option. We also have this new January term that we've just started this year, and we're currently in the middle of, where we take a three-week break, kind of like a college, and the students are taking pass-fail classes and getting to step outside their normal zones. So they're taking things like tapping into your creative potential, photography, things that they don't have room to fit into their normal schedule. So we're constantly looking at ways to engage them, make them excited about learning. And in education, that is definitely a continuous project.
What advice can you offer other institutions, businesses?
I take a twofold approach to that. One is my title, I'm director of communications. So of course, I'm looking at marketing. I am looking at the fact that I think small businesses in particular tend to be a little bit afraid of social media, and I would encourage them to embrace it, that it is something that if you're being transparent and you're showing what's going on behind the scenes, you're creating an audience online and they're engaging more and they become supporters of your business. And a lot of the small businesses do understand how to do that in person, networking within the local community, within the chambers. They just need to take that online as well. Don't be afraid to try out Instagram and see if it works. And if it doesn't, at least you have your business name on Instagram, even if you just have a post up there that says, hey, we're not real active on Instagram, but go follow us over on Twitter. We love Twitter. And just let people know where to find you, because when they can't find you on social media and they don't find any recent updates, that's hard. It just sends the impression that you're not an active business. That's kind of my personal little thing. But from a school's perspective, I would say engage the teenagers. We're looking at starting internships and as part of that J term that I mentioned. And teenagers, you would be surprised at how hard they would work and how creative they can be if they're given a chance in an area that they love. So I would encourage the businesses to find ways to have partnerships, even if it's a shadow day with the schools.
How does the future look for Randolph-Macon Academy?
So exciting. I can't stand it. Obviously, the more we have going on, the more work it creates for me. And it is such a blessing to be extremely busy. In addition to several innovation labs that we've opened up in the recent years, the J-term classes, one of them is building our hydroponics lab. And so we're going to be doing a ribbon cutting for that. And one of the things that we started was a drone program. And we actually hired a guy, Brian Kelly, who is a professional cinematographer. His company is National Drone Services. He just came on board and he is running a J-term course on drones and is building a curriculum that is going to be used next fall. By the time it opens, we are going to have a drone program that rivals that of any college. Brian has said he doesn't know of a high school in the country who has such a program. They're going to be able to capture thermal imagery and render point cloud 3D models and conduct multispectral scanning of plant health life. I mean, things that I say and then I go, okay, what did I just say? And so it's great to listen to him. He's so excited and I'm anxious to be able to get that word out that he's joined us and we're going to have this amazing program starting next year. And he's already laying the groundwork and working with the kids. He's forming partnerships throughout the community. So he's been already taking kids out to do some surveying for the Economic Development Authority, the Smithsonian Conservation Biological Institute in Front Royal. He's got some great partnerships going for that program, and it's very exciting.
It sounds to me like it can be an intimidating place around all those bright students that are taking some of these courses. Celeste Brooks with Randolph-Macon Academy, thank you so much for joining with us and celebrating success. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me, Robert. Really appreciate it.